In terms of your background, what got you into film? Were you originally a filmmaker or did you work in another field?
My parents took me to figure skating classes when I was four, and so I was a professional figure skater eventually until I was 21 years of age, and I participated in European and world championships, and also I was a ballet dancer for 6 years and toured the world, and one of these tours I bought a camera and started filming and editing, and this hobby eventually developed into something more serious. So making films became for me a kind of a way to try and understand and know my own country, which I realized I knew hardly knew, because I was spending a lot of time touring outside Russia.
I read in the press release on how you came across the Grifonia, how you got involved in that project. What other types of films were you interested in making? Was it just straightforward documentaries or more artistic films? What sort of issues were you looking to cover?
Well, because I studied how to make fiction films, not documentary films, how to make films with actors. I knew how to do that, but they only taught us filmmaking, not how to find budgets for films. So when I graduated, I wasn't sure what to do. So I started making documentaries, but the way I was making them, I was kind of editing and as I was filming according to the laws of making fiction films with actors, as we were taught. I was kind of still, I was using documentary genre, but making it according to the rules of making a film with actors.
What sort of thing did you want to look at? Because you say you kind of discovered your country, you discovered Russia, you discovered aspects of it that you didn't know because you'd worked abroad. So how did you go about finding this information?
Yeah, I found it, I was quite shy, and I found it very difficult to approach people in the street, for example, and to start talking and asking them questions. So the first film that I made was about migrant workers who were basically at the bottom of the society, and I actually found that I was quite at ease in their milieu and talking to them and being with them.
Yeah,
so I learned this way, I learned quite a lot about the psychology of communication, and eventually I started looking for characters for my films who would be good for sort of transmitting my concerns and my questions.
Для того, чтобы через них транслировать какие-то свои мысли.
Yeah, so I started looking for I needed people who were able to construct a dialogue or a monologue with those in power in Russia, and so I was looking for stories, and I came across Война on the internet, so I started searching further. That's how it all developed.
Что я наткнулся именно на группу «Война», и получается, через них я стал разбираться в этой такой политической проблематике.
And were the members of the group willing to talk to you, or were they a bit suspicious about your aims? Were they willing to immediately go with you and participate in the documentary?
Ну, я в принципе
I met them just at the right moment, before they became quite famous. And when no one was after them, I mean the kind of the official bodies, state bodies.
Я имею в виду из специальных органов. И тем более на тот момент они испытывали.
So we had this symbiotic relationship when they actually got a professional filmmaker who could document their activities. They were finding it difficult to find good documenters of what they were doing, and so we just had an agreement that I had access to their lives, and I would make some videos for them. So I made about 50 videos for them, and they were published on the internet and shown on national channels. Even this way, we both sides benefited from this. Yes.
So was it quite easy then to get it shown on TV, or did you encounter some sort of censorship? Or
ну на самом деле это не мы их показывали, а их показывали сами.
Yeah, well, we never placed these videos on television channels ourselves. That they would just find them on the internet and decide to show some of them. The you know, for example, that video with which is called Palace overturning. When the cars are overturned. It would have been just a criminal act. It was just overturning cars, but because I decided to sort of play a trick and get involved the child and his ball, and that kind of moved the actual act of overturning the car a little bit to the background, and allowed for this video to be shown on TV channels, because it was seen as a sort of a story with the ball, while the point of the action was still, you could still clearly read what was happening in the background and see the point of that action.
Your films are made in clearly with a very aesthetic idea, a very precise aesthetic idea in mind. Is that to service a journalistic viewpoint, to expose something?
Нет, все-таки это фильм.
Basically it's... for me, it was clear that I was making a film rather than I was involved in TV reporting or journalistic investigation. So it was a film I was making, and it was very... I would never allow the camera to shake, or any kind of very sort of fast, rapid movements with the camera, or sort of going on to close up and then withdrawing, or all this thing. I wasn't doing any of that. I was always conscious that I was making a film.
Твоё детище.
Yeah, well, so basically it was quite a complex sort of underlying structure, because it had all these elements involved which were in symbiosis with each other. It was on the one hand it was supposed to look quite raw as a sort of journalistic study or investigation. At the same time, it was supposed to be aesthetically appealing, because it's art. And also there was supposed to be the author there, his position present somehow, without overimposing.
И поэтому он так действует.
Did you see yourself as the completely objective, passive filmmaker, or did you feel like you were involved in the group? Did they really make you feel like you were part of the action?
Когда ты снимаешь, чтобы
it is paramount that you don't. In any way, making such a film, you don't impose yourself onto them. You can only see it through the eyes, what's happening through the eyes of someone who is involved in these actions, one of the participants. Because if you take a step back and position yourself as an outsider, then it becomes fake, because they feel it and they start acting for the camera, rather than they just see you as a particle of this group.
And in terms of distribution, where and how do you intend to distribute them?
Российская премьера была, она была на...
Yeah, the Russian there was a Russian premiere at the Moscow Film Festival. The film was playing in the competition, but it was unclear whether it was going to be shown until the last day, and until the day of the screening, basically, of the premiere, until the press conference. And then I spent 3 months trying to secure a Russian distributor for the film and to obtain a distribution certificate, and they insisted on some changes in the film, but we just bleeped over swear words and told them we made a lot of changes, and they accepted it. But it took 3 months to find a Russian distributor, but I found a sales company straight away after the Berlin Film Festival. Yeah, so basically, yeah, we had to cheat to get. It was only the second attempt that secured us the distribution certificate. We had to cheat a little bit with the Ministry of Culture, and it was quite a brave. And quite a few cinemas rejected the film, simply because when they heard that there were some possible problems with the distribution certificate, just acting. from self-censorship. They decided to say no to the film, so the distribution was quite limited, and but it was a very, very brave kind of act or step to take to enter the distribution for a documentary in Russia, because it's quite a difficult market for that kind of films.
Actually, you're leading me to my next question. How is the film market in Russia? How's the film industry doing? Because we get relatively few Russian films in film festivals internationally.
Я думаю, что абсолютно такое же, как.
Well, the situation is similar in relation to the Russian films, local films. The situation is similar to many other countries. It's most the lion's share of the market is taken by Hollywood films. Then there are some European films, and then in the third position, some local Russian films. But they have nothing. They're purely commercial. They have nothing to do with any kind of artistic endeavor, so it's quite difficult for a serious film dealing with serious issues and the society to be distributed. Yeah, we basically don't have any screens dedicated fully to distribution of independent cinema, so independent in the true sense. That's why it was just the one-off thing that my film was distributed in Russia. It wasn't the typical thing.
In regards to yourself and to your work, where are you going to go from there? Do you intend to make films in a similar vein? Do you intend to carry on collaborating with Vonya? Are you moving on to different types of films?
Ну, я считаю, что я немножко.
Yeah, well, I have one story which interests me, and it's there was already a documentary. There is a lot of documentary material about it, but I don't like working with archives and filming and showing archive material, so I'm at the moment going to start writing a script to develop a fiction story out of that. Because the subject matter is very sensitive, there's very little chance I'll find any budget in Russia for the film, so it's hoping to find some money outside Russia. And it's quite interesting that Roskino, a company, Russian state film promotional company, which is looking after me here, and they are trying to look into this and put me in contact with those who might be interested in the project, and hopefully to get the budget together.
Занимаясь его поддержкой, они мне помогают как раз даже и в этом найти какие-то связи для того, чтобы я осуществлял свой следующий замысел.